I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen. I'm here today with Kelly Sidorek. She's our depth of field columnist, and we're going to talk a little bit about her March column, which is really covers a lot of what Vance Crowe had to say, and just on how we view other people's perspectives, I guess.
Yeah, so we were very fortunate in Lloydminster. Vance Crowe came, and he was a keynote as well as a session speaker at our AgriVisions conference back a month or so ago. And he really was basically touching on the whole idea of the urban-rural divide and went through a number of examples and even how agriculture evolved to bring us to the point that we're really living such complete different experiences, the urban to the rural. You know, a couple of examples he used was even in the way we experience light and day length. Another one was temperature. You know, I mean, it could very well be, depending on what your circumstances in an urban setting, that you might not hardly be going outside at all, whereas some of us in, you know, particularly in livestock operations, we're going outside in the extreme weather to make sure that the animals are taken care of. And really what he brings to that is it pointing out that because our experiences day to day are so very different, so are our perspectives. Mm-hmm. And that to understand the other's perspective, we need to remind ourselves of how our situations are so unique on a daily basis.
Yeah, and what are some ways, I guess, we can maybe try to make sure we are getting a little bit of a wider perspective?
Well, he really talked about that as trying to not get, and we tend to, he said that as humans, we don't really like to disagree, so we find our own tribe. And we encourage that, right? You know, we encourage people to go spots and find those folks that they're really comfortable with, and yet that does tend us to be a little bit insular, and we're not always seeing those other perspectives. So he also talked about the concept that, you know, you're highly influenced by the five people that you're around the most. And even then you start and stop and think about who is on your list, who are the five people. And chances are you think fairly much alike on many of it, but he said a really good personal growth learning area is to really be mindful of the five that you most disagree with, if you will, because there's a big learning opportunity. And he used the term, you can widen the funnel for how you are learning and to change your perspective a bit. You know, I mean, we see it on a societal level everywhere about how things have become so divisive. And even in our own industry, as we talked a little bit before, you know, people are becoming siloed, and we're a small percentage of the population. I used to say 2%. That's probably an old stat. But, you know, when we find ourselves all in agriculture, you know, being in opposition, really, you know, it's okay to have differing thoughts. That's very good and healthy, but we need to be able to figure out how to have some dialogue around that so we can come up with solutions that are collaborative in nature.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about, I mean, I guess the, I don't even know if it's only a drawback if you don't deal with it well, but like the potential drawback is more conflict, right? When you have different.
For sure, for sure. And even, you know, in our own operation before, when I was operating with my brother and my father, we all thought a lot alike. So, yeah, you get along good, you make decisions easy, you know, you're kind of always looking at it through the same lens, which sometimes is really excellent. But then if you're really trying to switch things up or having another way of approaching a situation, it's good to have that other opposing, I would say, viewpoint, but then likely there's going to be some conflict around that. And, you know, you'll see lots of information about, you know, but using conflict in a healthy way so that then you can really come up with some different solutions that you wouldn't have otherwise, you know, and approaching it in that way, not as always being negative. I think there's a lot of negative connotations around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. I think that, like you said, like the thing we miss out on when we all think too much the same is we miss other potential solutions or ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Vance really talked a lot about, you know, good, healthy collaboration, but he also gave great kudos to our rural ag communities and how much we actually do come together to learn together, to celebrate, and how that does build communities. And, you know, maybe as time goes on and we see a shift in more remote working and that kind of thing, I mean, I think those are opportunities for our rural communities to grow and thrive.
Anything else you want to add, Kelly? Or
no, I really liked how Vance approached things, and I think there was some good lessons for us all to learn with that.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Lisa.